The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Today I'm in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the first thing I noticed when I got here is how incredibly nice people are. They were coming up in the airport just to say, welcome. One man handed me a business card and said, call me if you need anything. I also noticed how few people wear masks here. In fact, the server at the restaurant I went to pick up some food said, yeah, we are a free-spirited people. We don't really like following the rules. There is a mask mandate that went into effect the night we got here, so we went to some of the bars to interview people. And that's where I met 22-year-old Nicole, who said she was a registered nurse in a COVID unit at a hospital here. Now, she was about to walk into the bar without a mask on. It was full of maskless people. And she said she had had the virus in the past. But after our interview, she decided she wasn't going to go inside.